Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately. What's the deal with that?
It's unreal. The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
That sounds fancy. What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
Right, now I'm definitely intrigued. But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates, or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed, and ready for anything.
Sign me up. Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin, and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session, and don't forget to follow them on Instagram, at the Hotbox Sauna, for some serious sauna inspiration.
That sounds class. I'm sold. That's it. I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Welcome to Talking More Bollocks. What's up, boys? How are yours?
Any questions?
We've TBX. TBX has launched.
Yeah.
A week ago, is it? What day is it?
It's
Tuesday.
It launched last, yeah. Wednesday.
This?
Last Thursday.
What day is it?
Today. Like, really? Yeah. When the episode
was today.
Today is Thursday.
Yeah, so it wasn't a week ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was launched last week.
TBX launched last week.
So, if you're looking for TBX, the link is in our bio on Instagram. Hit into that feed. You will go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, where you listen to the podcast regularly. You hit the lock button on the feed on Spotify. You go that way, or you hit subscribe on the feed on Apple Podcasts, and you go that way. And then from there, you'll get the TBX episodes. And in there, we want voice messages from yous. There's a new email address just for yous as well.
And a phone number.
Yeah, sorry. That's where you send the voice message, to the phone number. That makes sense.
087.
Yeah, don't... Don't give the number out. We want people to pay.
Oh, bollocks, sorry, we're in the wrong yoke, sorry. We're in the wrong yoke, sorry.
We'll bleep it.
Yeah, sorry, we're in the... Yes, there's going to be a bleep. We're in the wrong yoke, sorry.
Give us someone else's phone number.
Yeah.
Give me Ma's number.
Yeah, that'd be some crack. Yeah. That'd be some crack. Boys, we missed a boat there. We missed a boat giving out someone's phone number. Imagine people sending in voice. Hey, it's Jade from Ballyferma. And someone, Martin Keane, being like, who the fuck is Jade Ballyferma?
But yeah, anyways, get TBX if you want more stuff. By the way, offer, I think I found out who the person with the caterpillar question was.
If he finds out who that is, would you confirm it?
No.
I think I know, anyways.
I don't think we should leave that off air. How have you found this?
Somebody said that was said to them.
I'll tell you what.
That this was the person. Who sent the question. And I was like, it's more frustrating to me that that person hasn't said it to me. Because if I seen how viral this was at the going, like, and how much it's haunting me, I'd be defo at the text of me by now going, sick, now that was me, bro.
And you still know this person?
I know this person, but this person hasn't said it to me. But
apparently, I respect that so much. That's excellent work.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, I respect what you've done, because many people keep saying to me, Owen definitely told you, who was it? And I'm like, the cunt won't tell me.
But I've not heard you ask him to tell you.
I did, that day, and I think once, the next bonus episode, I said, who was it? And he goes, I'm genuinely not telling you. And I appreciate it. I think I added to it. But then somebody said to me yesterday, just so you know, the person who sent the caterpillar question said to me that it was them. And I was like, are we sure it was
Does
them?
It make sense that it's that person?
Yeah, it could. It could. Not that I was collecting caterpillars.
But the time frames add up.
No, not the time frames. Just somebody that's looking to cause a bit of ruckus. Do you get me? But here's another thing. This person never even told me they listened to the podcast.
Right.
So when somebody said to me, this person said it was them, I was like, he listens. Not only listens, he sends emails. Nah. So I'm not, I'm 85% sure that it was them.
Do you want to give me a name?
Can I give you initials? It's the first initial J. It is?
And it's the second two initials O-N.
It's the first initial J. Oh. No, that's not the person though. That's not the person. It's not. They said, obviously said it's a, if it's a female, it was his board's account. Because I'm surprised this fella has an email. This fella
doesn't.
What's
his board's name?
I don't know if he has a board.
Oh, right.
Or his ma or something, but I'm just saying.
Why are you surprised? They have an email. You don't know if it's man or woman.
No, I heard it's a man.
You heard. Not from me, you didn't hear.
But what I'm saying to you is, if this person then lied, right? If this person...
It was aggression. He's like taking her up a tone there. If, he's done the whip. He's done the whip. If she went, if this person...
If this person lied about being the person who sent the caterpillar question, that's worse.
I think they have. I think this is somebody who's confessing to a crime they didn't commit.
So either the person who claims to be the caterpillar leaker is lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or so they're a fake caterpillar leaker. Or the person who's passing on the message to Terry is telling a lie.
Oh my God, I'm having been done by one of the close ones.
There's levels to this, Terry. You can't trust anyone. You better leave town.
Yeah, this is 4DHS. This is
like both of them situations are as bad as each other to me.
This is like The Departed. Honestly.
This is like exactly The Departed.
I'm going to put this out there. It was Jerry Power.
Who told you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Jerry Power. Jerry Power told me the person texted him.
So this person who's claiming to
they
be...
They text him as well.
They texted him saying, what's up, bro? Just so you know. I don't know if that... I'm making that up. That's how I thought it was worded. What's up, bro? That was me who did that. Who sent that yoke. But this person...
And you... See, when Jerry said this to you, do you...
Shocked. Shocked. Shocked.
Right. Not, no, but like, were you like, yeah, it was them. It makes sense.
No.
It.
No.
You don't believe it's them?
I don't know if it's them. I don't have that. My thought is, why?
Why not?
But why? You've never even told me you listen, let alone send questions.
This is this
and
is
make
like
up lawyers.
Grandmaster long gameplay.
Oh, this yeah.
Beautiful work.
I'm, just so you know, I'm fully here for the anonymity of that person. I'm here for that. I love that. But if I find out, I'm saying it, like. And obviously I haven't.
You need to go and do a bit more digging on this.
I can't believe my own flesh and blood. I think Jerry Power might have lied. It was Jerry Power!
If Jerry lied, Gav probably lied too.
But well, what?
What did Gav say?
Just in general.
Was it Jerry?
I'm just winding up here.
Was it Jerry Power?
Oh, it wasn't Jerry Power. I couldn't...
That's master Chastain. Jerry's like, look, bro, remember that thing from a few months ago? This person said they did it. And it was him the whole time.
So Jer or Gav set up a fake email. Emailed me so I wouldn't know it was them. Then months later, with saying nothing, they came to you and told you it was this other person who it wasn't.
Also, that's said that he did collect caterpillars that time when he rang them.
He didn't. They didn't. Jer was trying to fight people and all.
No. And
oh my God, Jer got defensive that day.
Did one of them not say, yeah, he did collect caterpillars?
No, Gavin said he'd collect anything and kill it.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
something along them lines. And Jerry Power said, that who said that?
Maybe that's why he hung up. Because he needed time to get his story straight.
Maybe he thought he got caught.
Boys, me head's gone.
There's too much point in this to Spider-Man me and this is, boys.
Good good plot for a film, boys. If you're watching a film, did you ever watch them films? You're like, going now, he's the killer. And then he does.
It's like
and
Shutter
it
Island.
Wasn't, it was never him.
It's like Shutter Island.
I'm just putting it out, it was Jerry Power. And I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with Jerry Power. It was Jerry Power who sent that question.
Can I just ask a question? I've never asked any questions about this.
Go on, yeah.
Is the email address a normal name and convention? Is it like Owen Brennan at 123@hotmail.com or whatever?
It is a real name, as in it's yeah, it's not a jumble of
yeah
numbers and letters. We've had emails from accounts like that before, but this is
it looks like
a legitimate yeah email, yeah.
Can I phone a friend?
Sure.
Yeah. Didn't know who wants to be a millionaire.
You're going to call Gav?
No, I'm calling you. And I'm going to tell him that his source was wrong.
No. Put him on the spot and say, it was you. Double bluff him.
That's good.
Double bluff him.
That's class. That's good.
Gotcha. You see you, you dirty bastard.
Imagine he goes, no way, he owns a rat. I would be. Boys, I'd die laughing. Jay.
What's up?
Matt, finding out was you that sent that email about the caterpillar.
Nah.
It was you. I'm at the scene, the email address.
Nah, you didn't.
Bro, you didn't fall for it. Your source was wrong.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
No, Jay, listen to me. Your source that said that that was them.
Don't be calling me out. I gave you three guesses and you're gonna show that, like, you know, and I didn't even say yet.
But no, here's my point. The person who said it was them wasn't them.
So what did you get?
Nobody knows. We're trying to figure it out. I thought you were double bluffing me. Anyways, I have to get back to the podcast. We're trying to figure this out. That person text. Forget about it. I actually don't even want to know anymore. I honestly don't. Go on. I don't want to know. That's it.
I would have pressed him more.
No, do you know why?
I'd like to play poker with you. Because he's a bad bluffer.
So you think he did it?
I still think it's him. He hasn't convinced me it wasn't him.
For me, I'm 99% sure if Jay was going to send something in like that, he would have texted you. I don't believe he would have emailed. Not a hope in hell. He would have texted you and said, Calvin, drop this in there.
That makes sense.
I'm sure of that.
But you also know you go to the whole alphabet and I'll say no to everything.
Ooh, Owen.
Owen, you're fucking me up worse than the whole thing. That's the fucking me up worse than the whole. So the president didn't even know it was them.
I will protect this caterpillar leaker until the bitter end.
Can I just say as well, I want to sit there with his arms folded.
Yeah.
His arms are folded. Yeah. He's closed. No way. If there was a body language expert in here now, they'd be like, look how tense that
man
is.
He's solid.
He's holding on to that secret.
Yeah, I do post office with you, won't.
He's going down with this ship.
I would. We'll get there one day. We'll figure it out.
Do you want a question?
Yeah.
All right, from Scott. You're immortal until you have sex. Then you die instantly.
How long are you waiting?
Yep.
Can we have a Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank? Or are we celibate?
Yeah.
You're celibate?
Yeah.
You're not lasting, mate. Boys, you're not.
Now, are you only saying that now because you know what it's like?
No. Because I remember even before I ever had sex for the first time, boys, it was raring to go. I don't know whether that's puberty, whatever it was, boys. But it's like, do you ever see when you're in school, you just heard a hard now and nowhere? You stick it in your waistband. It
happens.
Boys, I know everyone listening to this is going to know what I'm talking about, so I don't even feel alone here. Even if you are like, what are you on about? I'm like, I know that people know this.
No, he is really. You can't catch him with that one on.
Sometimes you're sitting there and they're just, no, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, it could be a male teacher, it doesn't matter. I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, the situation isn't the thing that makes it happen. If you just randomly get it. Do you get me?
Yeah.
I'm not saying like, I'm not saying that was a female teacher and you're like, oh,
you weren't aroused.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Just popped up.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing? Why now? Do you ever see when it's for lunch? Lunchtime, the bell goes, you're on the hoarding. What do you do? Stick her in the waistband. Barless way of life. Do you get me? So, Owen, it was even bad back then, before you had it. Then you have it, boys, and it's all right, isn't it?
You just started talking there, just kept going.
Was that not the question?
It was, but you...
Oh, sorry.
You actually didn't give an edge.
You hit a real stride there and just...
I think you'd do well to do with you. Would you? But not if you're going to die. If you're going to die, you got to take it. Or would you?
Like, was it the praying mantis?
Oh, that's a bit...
The woman...
A bit more sinister, isn't it?
The female rips off the male's head.
And lays the eggs inside.
Remember...
Do you know what happens there? They lay the eggs in the body.
Oh, maybe.
Remember the bees as well?
Yeah, the bees do the same.
They were blowing them up and exploding.
And blowing the testes, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
They'll pay the price.
Do you reckon you'd get to a certain stage where you'd get over it? Do you know what I mean? You'd
be
like, it's hard, and then you're like, you get come across the other side, you get...
You'd have to leave your relationship as well.
There are lots of people in the world who do live like that.
Celibacy, yeah.
And celibacy throughout life because of religious beliefs.
Yeah. But that's prior to ever having it, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's different. I think, like, if I say to you now,
I'll be dumb.
Yeah.
But that was my initial question. Is it only because you had it? You know what I mean? Surely the urge is higher when you have it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the urge that you get before you've ever had it comes from, like...
The unknown.
the unknown and other people having it. Yeah. So do you remember when your mates had got it?
Well, so I said it, I'm nearly sure I said it on this podcast, the pressure on a teenage young fella to get a rock and roll is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You literally be like, hey, this young one's had to add me on Facebook. Yeah, if you don't bang home in 2 days, you're a fridge. And you're like, alright, sound, thanks. Yeah. Makes no sense, but that's just society for you.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. I like that. Where I think if you grow up, them monks and all, they were down the arm. They don't dare. They're celibacy, but they're all celibacy. Do you get me? They're all in it together. Where imagine you going up to the boys going, nah, just don't do that.
Yeah.
You for real?
As well, isn't there monks out there that don't speak?
There's a monk out there that never seen a woman.
There you go.
Never seen a woman. He's up in like a treehouse.
Do you reckon he knows they exist?
Where's his ma, actually? Where did he come from?
I was like, this is actually very sad.
Fella just spawned in the treehouse.
He spawned in.
How did he never see his ma? Oh, blame. That's actually sadder than I thought.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. You were saying that, I didn't think any.
I was thinking of the peas. Yeah. I was like, my ma's roared, left me for 30 years. That fella hasn't had a woman give out to him once. Fuck me.
Isn't that, what do they call it when they don't speak? You know them monks?
Just a vow of silence.
Vow, they just go around nodding at each other, ringing the bells and all.
Oh, I'd be terrible at that.
This monk, and I haven't done in-depth fact-checking on this, but Michael Tolotos, Greek Orthodox monk.
Some great names.
He died at age 82. His ma died 4 hours after she had birthed him.
Oh, is that him?
And he was taken in, he was looked after by male monks in a monastery.
Yeah.
He was never allowed leave when he was younger, and then he became a monk and lived with all the other male monks. Supposedly, never saw a woman.
Yeah, he's up in a treehouse, he is.
I haven't seen mention of a treehouse yet, but... When I do,
Ernest, Teddy, when it comes to details, you haven't got a good track record.
He's on a height anyways.
He's elevated. He's elevated. Did he live on a hill?
See, the monks that not are on, I'm never going to be able to do it. Because when I get a good day, I can't stop talking. Do you get me? Sometimes, don't roll your eyes on.
I'm nodding in agreement with you. But well, imagine you trying to live in a monastery full of people with a vow of silence.
But you know when they're ringing the bells, you know the way the monasteries are designed for the sound to echo. So you just have to ring the bell once and it rings around the monastery. Imagine just like, bro.
I'd love to know what the punishment is when you break it.
They fuck you out, don't they?
Oh, come on. Imagine when, like, that's bleeding lethal. Like, I'm fucked out.
Yeah, I think so. No?
If you broke the big bell.
No, the bell was silence.
Oh. It broke me silence.
Yeah,
by accident.
Yeah. I'd say so. Right, well, there's a man called Amar Bharati. He's a man from India. Who in 1970 quit his job, left his family and friends because he wanted to go off and declare his devotion to Shiva, who is one of the gods of Hinduism. He spent a couple of years doing it and felt he wasn't doing enough. So he said he needed a grander gesture. So he was trying to support world peace. So he lifted his right arm up in the air.
Oh, he never put it down?
No.
Until he died, yeah?
I think he's still alive.
Oh, Jay, he bollocks. Owen.
There he is.
Matchstick arm, isn't it?
That can't be real, is it?
Yeah, it is. For 2 years, apparently he was in a lot of pain, as you'd imagine, but then he just lost all sensation in the arm, and the arm just, I don't know, stands there now.
And the mad, there's people out there who are like, doing stuff like that, taking a stand for world peace, and then there's people out there just going to war at the drop of a hat, like, fuck him. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Fair play to him.
Yeah. So, for TBX, get on to the link in our Instagram bio. From there, you pick what platform you want they're on. If you want the video for the main episode, that's only available on Spotify. For some reason, that's the only platform that allows it. If you want the additional episodes, they're available everywhere else. So go on, through that link, you'll get your Apple Podcasts, you get your Spotify, etc. You click in, you subscribe, you'll get sent an email, or you get directed somewhere for payments. And then, yeah, that's it, you're signed up, that's you. $3.99. Bang.
Yeah, so if you want to see the full videos of the main episodes, go to Spotify. And subscribe there. As we said, $3.99 a month. You get full video of the main episodes. You get extra bonus episodes. And there's loads more to come as well. So,
and we have, if you were listening to one of the early episodes, you'll know there's now a Talking Bollocks phone.
Yeah.
Hotline.
We mentioned the number, but there is a phone.
Yeah.
The physical phone is here in the office now.
And we might even ring some of you back if you start getting fresh. No, if they do, won't.
I wonder who the number one culprit.
Because he won't tell me who it is. He'll be like, oh, just ring that person back.
Yeah, no, it's all right, love. Own ringing somebody. He'll be like, hi, Darren. yeah, how's it going? It's Owen Brennan here from Go Loud. I'm like, oh, how's it going, Owen? Hi, I just have someone who wants to speak to you. Yeah, you! Who you get fresh with on the phone? Think I won't ring you back. Owen Lord in a minute. Big professional voice. How are you getting aggro then? Are you unreal?
Yeah.
Half fishing somebody.
So it's out there now. There's two voice notes have come in.
Is this Dark from that. Luke? And, yeah, it is. Yeah, well, hey, I have someone who wants to speak to you. Oh,
yeah, Owen, someone said that to me today. Siobhan said it earlier. There's a few messages on the old blower already.
So if you want your voice notes to be played out, you got to get yourself on TBX.
Yeah, the phone number is in the episodes on TBX, isn't it?
And a new email. If you don't want your voice played out, that's no problem, but you still want to contribute to the episode, there's a new email.
We can disguise your voice as well.
I don't like that now. Don't be giving them that option, because you already have people anonymous on email saying that he's a caterpillar collector. Imagine someone says something about me and it's fucking anonymous and their voice is all fucking like Jerry Adams back in the 80s. Yeah. I'm not having that.
Listen. It's going in. I'll do my necessary fact checking.
That's late a lot, mate. Yeah. Only if needs be. Only if it's personal.
Yeah. Are we going to tell like stories on that? You know what I mean?
I don't deep dives and all, I mean.
Yeah.
I want to do a deep dive on the start of the time, huh?
Yeah, I know, you keep saying that.
That's my one.
Do a deep dive about the copper today, saying that she was a big fan of the podcast and she's Terry's me. What?
Oh?
Right, we'll cut off a TBX. Take us out there, Owen.
Don't start. Not at the end. That's not allowed at the end.
If you can't. People in.
No, if you're going to do that, do it in the fourth end. So I can finish. Doing it in the last minute is not
take
right.
Take us out there, Owen. That is next week.
That's not right. I'll get you back on TBX. Boom.
I've been hearing a lot about the Hotbox Sauna lately. What's the deal with that?
It's unreal. The Hotbox Sauna is Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. They're all about authentic heat therapy and serious relaxation.
That sounds fancy. What makes it that special?
Well, it's inspired by traditional Finnish sauna culture. Think intense heat, icy cold plunges and stunning outdoor locations. It's like a full body reset, connecting you to nature and yourself.
Right, now I'm definitely intrigued. But is it just for relaxation?
Not at all. Whether you're recovering from a workout, hanging with your mates, or even shaking off the night before, the Hotbox Sauna has you covered. You'll leave feeling recharged, relaxed, and ready for anything.
Sign me up. Where do you find them?
They've gorgeous spots across Meath, Sligo, Kilkenny, Dublin, and Louth. Just head to hotboxsauna.ie to book your session, and don't forget to follow them on Instagram, at the Hotbox Sauna, for some serious sauna inspiration.
That sounds class. I'm sold. That's it. I think it's time to sort it out at the Hotbox Sauna.
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.